Okay. Hey everyone, welcome to Behind the Bar, presented by Was That in Good Taste. My name is your host, Chandler. And with me is your co-host and bartender. Who are you?
James Beery. That's me. JB. Big ol' J Bizzle.
J
Beezy.
J Bleezy. Jables. You could be Jables. Oh, you did it in sign language for the...
No, I was not doing that. Don't say that.
Oh. I thought you were spelling
out... You're
going
to get me canceled out here.
I thought you were spelling out your name in sign language on the camera, because...
Terribly, poorly. Don't come at me.
Anyway.
This is Behind the Bar.
This is Behind the
Bar. As always, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You got to do the thing. They call it a call to action. I call it a call to traction.
Oh, so that we can really get going.
Yeah.
We can really dig our heels in.
Dig her in.
So, I was having a craving for a fun tropical kind of drink. And I kind of pitched an idea towards you there. I was like, I want something that's like a fruity, but also kind of like rich and creamy, kind of like a dark rum type of deal. Like I want, what I was craving was like a white Russian, but make it beachside. And
I hate white Russians. Gross. I love coffee, but I don't drink coffee with milk. So cream and coffee. Oh,
Kahlua is kind of interesting too, because it's not quite coffee.
Yeah, it has like a funky little flavor.
But we've done white Russians in the past, and we've found like fun and inventive ways to kind of reimagine the cocktail. What with the loopy vodka that kind of made it taste like cereal milk, and like
that was great. I really enjoyed that.
I'm pretty sure we did some other funky concoctions with like the Jameson cold brew.
Oh yes, yes.
But so after doing a little digging and going to a local rum bar and just sampling things.
Uh-huh, a local rum bar.
I came across a cocktail that
Pinkies up.
I think kind of was getting at the flavor profile that I was vibing with, and then I pitched it to you. And so what we have here is a variation, or like a small little kind of an ad lib to the painkiller cocktail.
Can you call this even? I mean, right now it's killing the pain.
I haven't.
But I don't think that
I haven't felt a pain.
Yeah, it's been nary a moment.
This is the pain terminator.
Pain. Yeah.
Call me one of the season arcs in Naruto that pain isn't in, because this is without pain.
Without pain. God.
What goes into a traditional painkiller, James?
Well, a painkiller, traditionally, it's pretty simple. It's dark rum, pineapple juice, orange juice, coconut cream.
Creme de la creme.
Hold on. I didn't forget anything. Wait.
You said...
Oh, wait. And, of course, nutmeg.
The ground nutmeg.
And the nutmeg.
That's what makes it, like, boom, 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 boom. That's the thing.
I'll be honest and say, I don't really love dark rum so much sometimes.
Why not?
Sometimes dark rums taste like rum that has sat in a barrel that's not interesting. I'm drinking it, and I'm like, oh, rum. And I'm like, somebody rubbed this on the inside of a barrel
sometimes,
for like half a second.
Sometimes dark rums don't even taste like that. Sometimes dark rums just taste like a rum that had some sort of caramel food coloring added to it.
Oh, 100%. Or like a drop of liquid smoke.
That's why, listeners, I don't trust any rum that says gold.
That means it's time. We're so silly.
We're so silly.
We have space now for the absolute, that for 2 years, that absolute vodka that has wooded it.
Absolute oak.
It's been 2 years, and we've never done a single thing with it.
We did do Godmothers. It was Di Serrano and Absolute Oak, and I absolutely loved it.
Listen, it tastes like that. It tastes like that. Like somebody took oak flavoring.
Oh, you're talking about like what gold rum tastes like.
Yeah, like that's. I mean, a lot of gold rum doesn't even taste like. It just tastes like rum with food coloring.
I can't stand the shit nowhere.
It's gross. No way, nowheres.
And then we also have tried overproof rums before.
Of course, there's a few. The one that's really popular now, was it the green and yellow label?
The Ray and Nephew.
Yeah, the Ray and Nephew.
I would think we used that in
Yeah, like Ray Buttery. Ones. Yes, yeah. Like Ray Buttery.
Super banana-y.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also like had the Smith and Cross.
Of course.
That one is a little bit darker, a little aged, but it's kind of hard to get anything past that just intense
that was great.
Rum flavor. I'm actually kind of curious what Smith and Cross would taste like in a painkiller here. But I think if we were to do it, we would have to stay true to the actual recipe. Because what we have in the drinks right now is not a traditional painkiller.
This is what happens after you've had a few.
Had a few.
Painkillers.
Yeah.
And once you feel no pain, you don't really care so much anymore about proportions.
Listen, the thing about a painkiller is you left your worries on the shore. Listen. And I'm in the water right now.
After the first, you're like, ooh. Then like, you get another one, maybe top it off with a little bit more rum, splash a little bit more orange juice on there, a little bit more coconut milk, a little more nutmeg, a little caramelized pineapple that we don't even show on video.
We did have that pretty caramelized pineapple. Because you got that fun new
I got a little torch.
Or it's a bruleeing torch.
For bruleeing only.
It's kind of interesting how a painkiller cocktail is so close to a pina colada.
Yes, except I think that a painkiller being a cocktail I've made before, but I still did a little looking, a little long line, and basically it's kind of the same. You get about 30 mils, which is like 1.5 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what 2 ounces is in mils.
I'm probably so. 60 mils.
Probably 60 mils.
Like around there. I'm guessing if 30 mils is 1 ounce.
No, that's 1.5 ounces.
Okay.
So that's not what it would be. That's not what it would be, okay? Anyway, so about 30 mils or 2 ounces, more than that. It depends. I like it a little spicy, right? 4 ounces of pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
An ounce of orange juice, because orange juice is definitely much sweeter.
Wait, are you talking about what the traditional recipe is?
Yeah, traditional.
Is?
It's punchy. It's a punch.
Yeah.
It's orange juice punch. And rum and a little orange juice, maybe, and then you put coconut milk, and then you shake it.
But what do we got? What do we got in here?
Well, I mean, what you have is that same thing, except I swapped the proportions from the pineapple juice with the coconut milk, because you like it creamy. And I just poured a bunch of orange juice, pineapple, and rum, and I topped it with a little bit of coconut milk.
Well, that's not all that's in there. We also got...
Oh, I forgot the pinak.
Pinak.
I feel like...
It's got the tilde over there. Or no, it's not a tilde. It's an enya.
The enya. It's a product of Holland. It's a liqueur of cognac, pineapple, and... What is the thing that's on the bottom of the bottle, Channel?
Vodka.
Vodka, yes.
Oh, and passion fruit.
And passion fruit.
And wow, this is with a VSOP cognac?
Yes. Ooh. They all are. So I also have the rosé one, which is the same thing, but it's like the rosé, the cognac, and the...
You know what's kind of funny is it's in the shape of a pineapple here. It doesn't actually say pineapple anywhere on the label. It says passion fruit and no pineapple.
That's true.
That's wild. You know what else is kind of neat? You can take
it. Well, actually
it
says tropical liqueur.
And you can flip it.
And then you know now, exactly what's happening in the rooms next to yours.
Now we got a party.
We're swinging, bud.
And so that's a pretty fun liqueur to kind of throw into like.
Putting things like this and stuff. Because look, it's very simple, right? You put the stuff in the room and shake it. And you're like, oh, that's good. For the next one, put half an ounce. Put an ounce. Try something different.
Switch it up. Also, we used coconut milk instead of coconut cream. What do you think that would do to affect
change the texture completely? The coconut cream will change the entire color from that very kind of translucent-y, kind of lightly milky pineapple color to definitely a much creamier color in consistency, because it's pure fat. It's just the coconut fat, right?
Is it sweeter?
No, actually. So it'd be buttier, more buttery.
Butterier.
You know, but it's fine because it's mild. It's a very mild coconutty flavor, you know. And then you just...
I almost kind of want like a more intense coconutty flavor from this.
I know I say it's mild, but for some people it'd be overwhelming. But it's coconut. It just tastes like coconut, but it's not like... Coconut is a subdued flavor. Coconut's not punching you in the face.
Sob, dude.
Coconut's not, you know, coconut's taking out your sister for a good time.
Coconut
is... respects, you know, your gender identity, you know. Coconut's chill, man.
Coconut's just like...
Dude, coconut, I didn't know you were cool like that.
I don't really care what movie we see. I just want to make sure I get my milk duds.
But in the kind of way where it doesn't feel like they're trying to make you pick the movie, but you actually feel like comfortable, like they're allowing the space for you.
Exactly.
To like be comfortable and be like, I want to be Barbie.
I think it's kind of interesting with pina colada and tropical like coconut, pineapple types of cocktails is that they're so tropically that usually like the color flavor profile to it goes from like something that's like bright orange and like red and berry and citrus and pineapple, and then it kind of changes, and then you add the coconut cream and that coconut flavor just adds this whole kind of almost pastel hue of flavor over it, and
it brushes it together, man.
It creates a bridge.
I wish I had
all the things.
Like you take it and you're like beating. It's like you take the brush and you mix the little two little colors. You look, and you're a little afraid, but it's okay. Don't worry. Okay. Little brush, just beat that brush. Just beat that brush. Just beat that brush. You get the blend together, and it becomes like watercolor, because the coconut milk takes the flavors and kind of just like, it doesn't accentuate them. It just
adds a vessel for them to carry through, and I really
it works so fucking gross.
I really like the way coconut and rum goes together. And I know I'm probably the first person to ever have had this thought.
I don't know if you know this, but I think you discovered that.
I think rum and coconut, classic combination.
Wow.
Can I tell you a little story about like the history of the painkiller that I just found out when we were drinking this, and I wanted to do a quick Wikipedia on this cocktail?
I would love to learn more about a painkiller.
So the original painkiller, according to Wikipedia, the original painkiller was created in the 1970s at the Soggy Dollar Bar at White Bay on the island of Joost Van Dyke in the British Virgin Islands. The inventor may have been Daphne Henderson or George and Marie Merrick, the previous owners of the Soggy Dollar. And it was made using specifically Cruzan rum. And I had actually just tried Cruzan rum
we've had that before.
At a rum bar. I think it's a pretty
No, we've definitely had that before. Stocked. Yeah, 100%. We've had that before.
So I was at a rum bar and they had it. It was a Cruzan Blackstrap. And so it was very, very caramely, very molassesy, very deep, dark, and like a thick, syrupy rum. It was delicious. And so that's originally made with this Cruzan rum. I don't know if it was made with the Blackstrap specifically, but it seems like it would lend itself well to this kind of drink. Then in 1989, Pusser's, Pusser, apostrophe S.
That.
Pusser's Rum, LTD, filed a U.S. trademark on the painkiller's name and recipe. And when the rum bar named Painkiller opened up in the Lower East Side of New York City in May 2011, Pusser sent a cease and desist order to the owners for both the bar's name and selling the painkiller cocktails made with rum other than Pusser's.
that means this is not a painkiller. Just like the Dark and Stormy.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
Because according to the official ruling, there was no official ruling.
Oh.
They settled out of court. And so now that means that the title of painkiller is still open for variation. However, the owners of the painkiller bar changed the name to PKNY. And in response, numerous bartenders organized to boycott Pusser's rum. So it's almost like in solidarity with those boycotting bartenders that we didn't use Pusser's rum.
This is not Pusser's rum?
This is not. In fact, what we have right now is something I think is fairly interesting.
Lots of things. We'll be back coming soon. Again, why not? Fuck it.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Here we have a rum that kind of just struck my interest because we were looking at it on the shelf. This is HSE Rum Vu Agricole. Now, I don't know what most of those words mean.
Oh, the magic happens in the cellars of HSC and Marinique where Black Martinique. Sheriff.
Wait, is it Martinique or Marinique? Because it's
Martinique.
It's French Martinique.
Yeah, yeah. So I couldn't see it. Okay.
Well, because the other rum I've tried from French Martinique, or that shit, it might be, never. Clement also makes from rum agricole, which the difference between rum from rum agricole, which is also like rum H or R H U M, usually implies that it's from one of the either former or still French-speaking nations in the Caribbean and South America.
Am I going all the way up? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. We're going all the way up.
Oh, not going to sing it.
So agricole is kind of similar to made from like full-on sugarcane. Agricole is like if you took a bunch of sugarcane and just mashed it into a pulp. And so the pulp itself.
So it's a mash.
Yeah. So like whereas other rums kind of cheat a little bit and they'll use molasses, which is a byproduct of sugar production, or they'll use straight sugar, which isn't necessarily the wrong thing, but if it's like a refined sugar, you're not going to get so many of the nuanced, defined flavors. So this one is made with agricole. It's from the sugarcane stalk itself. It's kind of neat. I've been wanting to try to mess around with fermenting some sugarcane because there's a guy on my corner who sells a whole bunch of sugarcane. I'm just curious how much it would cost to get like.
You've enjoyed sugarcane in your life, right?
Oh, I love sugarcane.
One of the best things. I love it. It's like not just super sweet.
It's a nosh.
Yeah.
It's something you can milky. Nosh on.
It's very milky. It's kind of mild.
Kind of creamy.
It's very creamy, nice and sweet.
I like it. I'm a fan.
Oh.
And I think. In rum, as well, something similar between sugarcane and I think a lot of wheated whiskeys is you kind of get a caramel banana, like a Bananas Foster kind of thing going on with it. And I don't know if you taste it in this one at all. Do you? Do you taste it?
Wow, that's actually very interesting.
Do you see?
Like always, I'm taking it. You can look at it, but I mean, it's is it going to look back?
Like rum.
It looks like rum.
It looks like rum. It smells like rum.
What does rum smell like? That's a good question. What does rum smell like?
I think rum tends to smell a little bit more ethanol-y than some of the other alcohols, whereas vodka will kind of have almost like a vinegar kind of twang to it on the smell. Gin, it smells like pine trees. Like, if your gin doesn't smell...
It smells like the botanicals.
If it doesn't smell like the botanicals, then you need a better gin. But rum, I think, more so than whiskey even, because, like, the grains really come through on whiskey. Rum, because the sugar isn't super odoriferous, It's kind of a little bit more drawn in.
This is very sweet. I'm gonna be like, sometimes when I drink dark rum, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to be generous and actually taste it, like give it the true respect.
I think this is one of the more cost effective but still satisfying darker rums or aged rums. So what's
smoky?
I had to catch my saliva on that.
Spicy. What's the alcohol content?
40% ABV. What's neat about the... So this is the Black Sheriff edition of the HSE rum. Rum from Agricole. Black Sheriff is just the specialty because it's aged in American bourbon barrels from Kentucky.
Which are used
to age bourbon.
Yeah, they're new American charred white oak, then used, so they're not new anymore.
Correct. And so it gets a little bit of that influence of the bourbon flavor. That's kind of where that depth and not the sweetness, but the caramel vanilla notes
come from the body.
It is kind of bottled a little bit lower ABV than most rums, or not most rums, than most whiskeys. So I don't know how much of the bourbon it was able to draw out of it. Let me do a quick little... What do you think? Like, what's your synopsis of it?
Out of the box. What's the cost on this guy? I need that in order to form my opinion.
This guy retailed at $34.99.
Probably, yeah, the best aged rum at this price, and this price bracket. That I know there's probably one that's better. Somebody be like, well, this, yes. At $34.99, it's good. It's nice. It's a little flavor. It's a little oaky. It's a little nutty. A little sweet.
Yeah.
Like a little banana. Like it's sugar cane. It's like kind of sugar caney, but not sugar cane because obviously that would make no sense.
It's a little bit more rummy than like Gosling's black rum or dark rum.
Oh, 100%.
But it isn't as alcohol-y. It isn't as bite like as
so not as much. A little bit more.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't do it longer right now.
No, that's correct.
Okay, I'm done. More purring.
Then like then even a Bacardi or something.
Oh, obviously. Like, I mean, obviously.
I mean, we've had some pretty harsh rums.
We've also had even recently some really high quality rums.
Oh, we did have the Real McCoy.
The Real McCoy, which I honestly was one of the best like rums I've ever had to drink.
Now that is a really good rum, and this,
but it's different. That's like a bottle. It's like, I mean,
and it's a
16,000. But that's like, yeah,
it's a 12-year aged rum. This one's only 3 years, and I think for a 3 year, that's like, okay, I see you. You're doing something over here. I'm trying to see if there's like something that they got that's like an old aged one. Let's see. They got
interesting.
I'm looking. They got an out of age. I don't even know what that means.
I love this. So, one thing about dark rum is I think it works very well in cocktails.
Yes.
I love it inside of a Mai Tai, which is something we featured before and we should feature again on video. It goes very good in cocktails like this because I think that it gives that little bit of body, right? Because whiskey is all the barrel. It sits in the barrel.
Whiskey is all body.
Yeah, it sits in there for a long time. That influences the flavor. And with rum, both what it's made of, the processes they use to make it, but mainly the fact that it like this touches a barrel.
That alone is putting it ahead of so many other rums in my
book. But it doesn't put it in, and it doesn't make it too complex. Throw this in some Coke, put this in a Mai Tai, put this in a, you know, you get a pre-mixed. I saw some brand is doing like, what is not Simply, like one of those like juice brands, Truly, Simply, Lemonade, mm-hmm. or whatever. They're doing like cocktail blends.
Cutwater?
You know, no. They're like, you go to the supermarket and it's like, and the commercial goes, it could be a mocktail. It could be a cocktail.
Oh, so because just it's selling just mixer.
Yeah, it's just juice.
Huh.
But it's like, you know, like mango, pineapple, watermelon, or whatever the fuck.
Huh.
You know?
That's kind of neat.
Take that, pour that in there. Easy. And that's the thing about rum, is that rum is versatile, right? Yeah. People
rum like, is meant to be mixed.
People like light liquor, because light liquor, not always, whoever is going to be like, actually, is very frequently, you know, we drink rum, vodka, tequila. And there is tequila out there that's really complex, but most of it is very ethanol forward, kind of simple.
Most of it
kind of just go in anything.
Clean drinking.
That's kind of what this is. It's not that offensive.
But it has enough character to it to where it adds something to the drink, where I think a lot of otherwise clear rums.
It's not SpongeBob. It's not Patrick or anybody. It's that one red fish who sometimes comes into the Krusty Krab. Has like the weird thing on its back. Is like
No. I'd say it's Larry. It's Larry the Lobster, where you know its name. It's recognizable. You can tell that wherever it goes, people are going to be like, hey,
it's you're Larry.
But it also isn't like you kind of look at dark rum in general and you're like, okay, you're a deep cut. You're trying to impress, but also you're having mass appeal. I actually really appreciate dark rum more. The more
I'm starting light rum? It's better. Yeah. It's just stronger.
It's so much better. It's classier for one.
But, I agree.
But it's a flavor that is palatable to people who might not necessarily be like alcohol people. Like rum to me seems like a good way to start someone. Aged rum is a good way to start someone in appreciating spirits.
I like that we've gotten into that, because one thing I think is super cool is seriously people enjoying whatever they want to enjoy, right? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Not everything needs to be the top, the best.
My favorite is when I see people just loving the shit they do.
This is the kind of thing. It has a nice bottle. You buy it. Your friends like it. Your one friend who like, they like liquor. They're not like weirdos like us. So they don't like, they haven't had the best of the best that one time at like a whiskey festival or something. You know what I mean? Like that one person could sip this and be like, oh, I have it. I like it straight.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who likes this can have it straight. And somebody who wants it in Coke and they're like, oh, I don't really like hard liquor. They could put this in a bunch of pineapple juice. Versatile. It tastes good. It's affordable. The bottle's nice. It has a nice little story going on behind it.
It's sleek.
Whether or not it's the highest quality rum you've ever had is not really the question. Mm-mm. The question is, if this was at your bar, like, what shelf would it be on? How much would you charge per shot? Would you make cocktails with it? Like, what's the value of this to you? Like, as a person who, like, maybe owns a restaurant or a bar? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I were a rich man, I would have a, like, a pirate-themed bar. And it would have various Scotch whiskeys aged in sherry casks. It would have a collection of Irish whiskeys, some London Dry and Old Tom gins. It would have plenty of brandy and cognacs and whatever kind of fun and inventive bottles. And then I would have a section of just dark and aged rums. And I would keep this two levels above well.
Wow.
So I would have it Probably like medium shelf. It would be the shelves above and below it. Below it would have Florida Caña 4. On the same shelf as this, I would have San Clemente. I would have Florida Caña 7. On the shelf above it, I would have Zacapa 23, Florida Caña 12. I would have this on the same shelf as Diplomatico. And I would have on the next shelf above it, the, like, I think it's JR or JH rum or something. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
kind
I remember
of in
that.
The squat bottle.
Yeah, I remember that bottle.
Yeah. Or like an El Dorado 12 or something like that. But because it's not competing with like the heavy aged rums where it's like there's years. Like this has some time. And this is good if you need a cocktail that needs an aged rum, but not necessarily Goslings.
But like once you get like $6-$7 more, then you're immediately getting, I think, mostly either like higher quality craft or age longer.
Yeah.
Within a short price range.
Well, I'll give them credit where credit's due. The craft and the mash sourcing. Gotta give them props. Agricole definitely comes out sweeter. At that point, it's just a matter of like the age, I think, for me. And I'd keep them.
You're a rum boy.
I'm a rum boy. But I'm a rum boy who despises white and light rums.
I don't hate a light rum. For a daiquiri?
I need a whole lot of mixer for a light rum.
For a daiquiri?
For a daiquiri. Okay, no, you never mind. You can. Never mind. I'm swayed.
A mojito?
Okay, yeah, no, rum.
Right?
Nah, you know, rum's
rum,
pretty.
Like, it's like light rum has its points, just like spiced rum.
I cannot do spiced rum. Captain Morgan and me had a falling out.
Well,
we were friends at one point, and then there was just this one party where Captain Morgan was like, go,
I might just
go,
have
go.
To change.
And I was like, Captain, no.
I propose.
You propose?
That we find the bottle that. The one bottle, the one time that made me sick.
Was that the Mad Dog?
No. It's that, it's the Blue Bacardi.
Okay.
Oh, God. I can't, oh, even thinking about that shit makes me fucking sick. We'll get us some spiced rum.
If you,
have us a hoedown.
Have us a whole damn hootenanny and a hoedown. Before we finish up, I'm gonna throw a question
oh,
back
I love
your
that.
Way. If you were to have a roster of cocktails at your drinking establishment, would this be a permanent starter or a seasonal?
Ooh, man, I feel like, and actually thinking about it and knowing that I kind of would love the idea of having a tropical drink all year round, and I really love a Mai Tai, I think that I would alternate this with a Mai Tai.
Ooh.
Right, because...
So what season, if you'd alternate it with a Mai Tai, who gets what? Mai Tais every other weekend?
No. I think that... Ooh, that's actually very interesting. Ooh, because I think the dark rum makes it a little, like, warmer, right? So it would be, like, more like... I don't think I'd have this in the winter at all. You know, you could still probably order it because the stuff will still be around. But like,
it would
you
be
know,
Coquito.
In the fall. Yeah, like in the fall.
You could switch these out.
In the spring.
You do a fall painkiller, a winter Coquito, a spring something.
I love that.
And then a summer Mai Tai.
I love that. I think that.
Oh, you do a spring Pina Colada.
What I think I would like to do would be to... not just rotate individual cocktails, but I like to feature, like, have rum cocktails. Like, have, like, a, now we do rum cocktails.
That would be fun. To right? just be like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's your starting five
I
rum
love that.
Cocktails.
Oh, it's kind of like that one bar. You've been to that one bar where it has, like, like a stock market, and the price of the beer goes up and down,
yeah,
or whatever.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
You could like have a thing where, like, you know, you ever see The Wiz?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, now the drink of the day is rum. You know, like in the middle of the thing. Now nobody can order whiskey. It's fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Like, you know.
It's just like, all right, it's off. Or you just have someone that's like, okay, for this next hour, $2 shots, and it's a layered shot.
Hey, I love that. You know what else I love?
What do you love?
I love getting to do this. I like to have conversations behind
the bar. Yeah, this has been a whole lot of fun. We got to wrap it up, though, because I got to pee.
I have to go to work.
That's fair. I think yours is more pressing because I don't get paid to pee. Thank you so much for hanging out with us behind the bar. And again, we were talking about the Painkiller cocktail and a whole lot of history behind it. If you want to see us keep making more fun rum cocktails, remember to like, comment, subscribe, and keep up with some of the new shit that we got going on.
I'm super excited.
We've been firing from the hip.
I love pew, 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 pew.
For our cocktails lately.
Pew.
And we tried another one at the behest of the Instagram algorithm.
Oh, I'm excited for that, actually.
So stay tuned for an upcoming episode about some more really fun cocktails.
But for now, I guess. Yeah. What?
No, I was just going to do my sign off.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
James.
And I'm Chandler.
And that has been Was That a Good Taste Presents Behind the Bar. And
you ain't got to go home, but you can't. Stay here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Shoot. Get.
Heck. Heck. Heckin'.